Tosheni, so the Yom Tosheni Shel Golius. Okay, the Rambam, and the Rambam in Perek Vav Milchus Yom Tov Aloch Yudalef comes to explain the following, that on two Yom Tovim, when it's Mitzat Sofek, you need to do Erev Tavshilin, Erev Yontev. If you forgot Erev Yontev, you could do on Yontev itself and make a knife. Today is Yontev, so tomorrow is Chol, I don't need that Erev Tavshilin. If today is Chol, I'll make an Erev Tavshilin of tomorrow. The same thing on Hafrosh Tuvos Maestros. The Rambam Perek Vav Milchus Yontev Aloch Yudalef. But says the Rambam, this is only Bizman Hamikdash. Bizman were Mekach Malpiriya. Today the Mekach Malpichashbun. We know this. We know the Cheshbun, so we know Rosh Chodesh is. So today is Namitora Sofek, Terazvada. You cannot be Mafresh Trumas Maestros or do Evachakot or do Ir Tavshilin Misofek. Okay, because it's Terazvada. The question is, the Gemara has a shayla beitz asher nol de biyontev, nol de bezeh asur le bezeh, ve nol de bezeh asur bezeh. Machlok is Rav and Ravasi. Rav paskens nol de biyom arishon is mutar yom asheni, because it's a sofek. And therefore, if yom arishon is yontev, yom asheni is not yontev, and that's okay. And if the first day was chol, the second day is yontev, there's no problem either. But the question is, says in the Sefer Chinuch, according to the Rambam, which is namitzat sofek, nol bezeh should be asur le bezeh. But the Rambam, the problem is that the Rambam paskens beferush in Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet shnei yomim tishri golish tik dushasen, and taken nol de beze is muteres beze. How is that possible? So Reb Chaim al Rambam in his sefer, he goes to explain. Reb Chaim al Rambam says the following idea. He says, you're right. What the Rambam means to say is that every yontev is muteres vaday. When you look at everyone, it's Betur Azvadei. Because today is Minag, we see in the Badein, the Gemara says, Yizoro, Shol Chomesam, Yizoro, Bevin Chazavitzim, Voisechem, Yedeichem. So Yom Tov Shein is Betur Azvadei. So therefore, you cannot make a tnaim if today is not Yontev, I'm being Mafresh Trumas Maestro, because today is Yontev. But Beit Hashem Nol Debi Yontev is very different. Because Beit Hashem Nol Debi Yontev, you need two things. You need that the Beit Hashem be born on Yontev, and you need that when you're eating in Yontev, because otherwise there's no Isur. I mean, Beit Hashem Nol Debi Yontev is Muteres Bechol. So the idea is that you need two Isurim. The Isur Bishas, the Leidas HaBeitza, and beside the Chilosa. So here, if the Beitza was laid on one day, the first day Yontev, and you're eating the second day, on that the Rambam says that even though it's each one Muteres Vaday, but the two of them, each exclusive, you can't have 2 days Yontev. So if you need to be mitzaref both, you know that they are not Beturas Vaday. So when are they Turas Vaday? If you look each one individually and you want to, let's say, make a be mafrish Erev Tavshilin not nigh on one of those days, that you can't, because today is Beturas Vaday. But if you want the 2 days to be mitzaref, to be Aser Debeya, on that you can't, because Mimon of Shach, one of them is not. So, Kum Tarez HaKut Reb Chaim, that each one individually has Kedushas Yontev. Together, they have only one Kedushas Yontev, not two Kedushas Yontev. The question is why? Why did Chazal establish such a way that individually each have Vaday Yontev, but together, they're not Vaday Yontev? Now, Reb Chaim, Reb Yoshe Ber, if you pay attention to Lashon HaRambam, when he talks about the Nuil Bezeh Asur Bezeh, it doesn't say because they are mutually exclusive and therefore you cannot be mitzvah of both days. He says a little different. He says, "Shnei yom tov shegolio shtei kedushas hen ve'inam kiyom echad," and therefore is mutar. What does he have to do with shtei kedushas hen? So Rabbi Yosheber says, if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Eruvin, the Rambam talks about eruv, and the Rambam says in Perek Ches, Rabbi Yosheber says in Siman Lamedzayin, the Rambam says in Perek Ches alochas hei. That if you have an Eruv, you had the Eruv, you put an Eruv for the first day of Tchumin, the Eruv has to last to the Bina Shmoshas of the second day, because the second day needs an Eruv of its own. And therefore, says the Rambam, you could make the Eruv only for the second day, only for the one day, or both days. Each one, because the steak dusha is in. Explains Rabbi Yosheb Erdin. Even though Yomim Tshnei Yomim Toivim Shel Golius, according to Shitas Rambam, they are not a Sofek. Both of them are Beturas Vada, Minaga Vesene Biadeno, but they're two different Kedushas. They're two separate Kedushas. And therefore, in Achimami, you could do Erev Tavshilin a Erev Tchumin, each one individually. You can't do a Erev Tashilin in the one of them because they are Vade Yontev. So you can't say Erev Tashilin Mafshish Trumas Maas. But when you do Erev Tchumin, it has to be on the Bina Shmoshas of both days because each day individually is a separate Kedusha. So even though each one is a Vade Yontev, they are Vade Yontev, but they're separate Kedushas. So Mimela Zakter, that's the word. The word is that Nolda Bezeh is Muteres Bezeh. Because each one is a separate Kedusha. So this second day Yontev, when it comes, the Beitza was already Nolda beforehand. So therefore it's Mutar. Because the first day, even though it's a Vada Yontev, is a different Kedusha than the second day. But Rabbi Yoshua Ben asked, Oy Bazoi, but don't say, well, there's a problem. Even though it's a separate Kedusha, the Aloha is, the Beitza Be'ah is Nolda be Yontev. So Yontev is not Nechen Chavero. So here you have one Yontev for the next Yontev. So it's still also, even though Taki, this day is a separate Kedusha, and the Be'ah was always here, before the Yontev came, which is the second day, but it was Achona from the day before. So the Chora is one Yontev Mechen Chaveroi. Says the Bereshit, no, because even though they're separate Kedushas, the Shem Yontev is the same Shem Yontev. So it's not called that one Yontev is preparing for the next, because in essence, they're the same Yontev. They're separate Kedushas, but the same Yontev, which means the same Yontev is that one is not preparing for the other. Is Yontev Mechen Le'atzmoi. Elamai, this Be'ah was not here when the Yontav started, so being a Shmosh as it was booked, and no, because it's a separate Kedusha. So says Rabbi Yoshua Ben, what comes out is that the Be'ah has a very funny idea that they are one, the two-day Yontavs is one Shem Yontav, but two separate Kedushas. And that's how Yontav shall go to Zor Mesukan. And the question is why? Chazal made one Yontav with two Kedushas. Doesn't make any sense. So the Baal HaTanya explains, what's the soid of the 2 days? So the Baal HaTanya explained that the soid of the 2 days that you have on the 2 days Yontif, says the Baal HaTanya, is keneged with the same way the Chachmei is explained, that the two Bati Mikdash, the Bais Rishon and Bais Sheni, are keneged the two Hays of Shem Shamayim. One is the Hay of Bina, which is the potential, and the other one is the realization, which is Bais Sheni. The two Yom Tov Shenis are connected also the two Hays. The Hay Ilah, which is the first Hay, and the second Hay is the second day Yontif. He explains the Baal HaTanya, you could explain even more, because even the Hay itself, the written Hay is just a Hay. But when you spell out the Hay, when you pronounce the Hay really is a double Hay. The Hay, like Yud, is Yud Vav Dalet. Hey is hey hey. So when you pronounce the hey has two heys. And the idea is one hey is when you look at the hey, if it's b'chinas ri'ah, when you see it, when you see the hey, you see only one. When you pronounce, you have two heys. Explain the Baal HaTanya, what does it mean? And it says because there are two kinds of mare. There is such a thing called ispaklaria mira. And explains the Baal HaTanya, and the Baal HaTanya is actually in Torah, the Baal HaTanya is in Torah, and the Baal HaTanya explains on the Maris Hatzoivis, the Baal HaTanya is in Parshas Miketz, and the Baal HaTanya goes to explain, and he says, what does it mean that it's Paklare Mira? It says, Paklare Mira is a glass that you see through a filter, but you see what is being shown to you. And that's the idea of which Rabbeinu says, Zeh Adovar Asher Tzivar Hashem. That all the Nevi'im who saw Bispaklare Sheina Mira. Bispaklare Sheina Mira, the Baal HaTanya holds, is like a mirror. That you don't see. Bispaklare Mira, says Baal HaTanya, it's called Yor Yosher. You see what's being shown to you. Oyer, the Bispaklare Sheina Mira is like a mirror. You see a reflection. It's called Or Choizer. The idea is that you see, but you can't see until you mediate yourself. And then it's both a mirror. A mirror is that you see, but you don't see forward, you see yourself, and you see in the back of yourself, you see a reflection. Or choizer is that you don't get to see something. The or espaklar shein amira is that you get to see what you get out of it. It's not what's being shown to you, it's what, in other words, you only see what's being shown to you from the back after it mediates through you. That's why the Novi can't say Zeadovar, you only can say Koi Omar Hashem. The idea is the following, when you see something, you see things as they are. When you pronounce, you explain, you have to realize that you don't explain things as they are. You explain things as you understand them. That's called the Orchoiza. Yontov Sheni Shel Golius is the idea of Yontov to be able to appreciate Yontov in Chutz Loretz. The Kedusha that you get is not that you appreciate. You have to appreciate and internalize and translate into yourself. One day is the Or Yoshor, the second is the Or Choyza. And makes sense in every Parsha, every Yontov, besides the Yontov Sukkot, and we'll go over every Yontov. What you read in the first Yontov, you read the story of the Yontov. Pesach, you read Yetzias Mitzrayim. What you do the second day, you read the mitzvahs hayoyim to be zoicher Yetzias Mitzrayim. The first day is contemplating Yetzias Mitzrayim. The second day is say, okay, what does that do to me? How do I translate? What's the Or Choyzer? That is Yontov Sheni Shel Golius. Shavuos. You read the story of Matan Torah the first day. The second day is how do you translate? How do you mediate to yourself? You read the mitzvahs hayoyim. Sukkot, there's no story of Sukkot. Sukkot is an experience of Sukkot. We read the Parsha twice. One day is to look at the experience, and the second, how to make it yours. One is the Yor Yosher, one is Yor Chayzer. One is Torah Shebichzav, what you see, the other one is what you make out of it. In Eretz Yisrael, you don't need 2 days. In Eretz Yisrael, it is what it is. The world is clear. The world is real. Hashgoch is real. You could see. Obviously, it's all dugri. So Yontev, you get the message, and the message is what it is. In Chutz Loretz, which is the world that you never know what things are, what that means, it's important to take the Yontev, to take in the Yontev, and then to mediate and translate. The first day you get the story, the second day you translate yourself, you make it real. One day is your Yosher, one day is your Chayzer. So that's what Rabbi Yosher said of Chaim is saying. Each one is a Kedusha Bifnei Atzma. But the two Kedushas Bifnei Atzmas, because they're two avoiders, but they're two avoiders of the same message, of the same Yontev. So Rabbi Yosher learns, he took Kedushas, but Yontev Echad. The Yontev is one, but you experience it differently. And that's what Rabbi Chaim says also. Each one individual has a Kedusha, but if you put them together, it's one thing. They're not two. In essence, when you put together, they're almost kibiochol, mutually exclusive. It's the same idea. It's not two ideas. And that's the idea of Yontov Sheni. Yontov Sheni Shel Golius is the two-step process in Chutz Loretz. And says the Baal HaTanya, the Ramak was just the same. Because when you have light, when the light is very close to its source, the light is there and you don't need much space to get it. Like there is a hole in the sukkah. If you're very close to the ceiling, that space doesn't take space. Once it's out, once it's distant, once it's far away, you need a process to get it. Because it expands, it diffuses. And the process is a double process. Yor Yosher or Chayzer. The Torah Shebichzav and Torah Shebalpeh, Yom Tov Sheni and Yom Tov Rishon. And that's what the Baal HaTanya. Nafkimina will be also, what happens if a Ben Chutz Loretz go to Eretz Yisrael? The Baal HaTanya says, maybe the Loch like the Chacham Tzvi, the Kedush of Eretz Yisrael allows you to see things as they are. The Halacha is that you pass him that depends on the meaning of the person, because probably it doesn't depend where you are, depends on your nurture, how your culture. In that sense, a culture of seeing things as they are. In Chutz Loretz, which is a world that things are never what they are, that's the world of Sheker. So you need an interpretation, you need internalization, you need a meditation. Even if you go to a soul, you nurture, is Mechaya such a thing. And that's exactly why the Machloik is if you need and you keep a Ben Chutz Loretz 2 days in Yontov in Eretz Yisrael or not.